Yo, Swerve. My people, what's up? It's been a few months. I wouldn't say hiatus, just sticking and moving, making some moves. Had to move up north up the highway. We're in St. Louis now. We're back on the swerving. We got some good guests to kick off we're not even going to call it a season no more, just a fine line of episodes. We got the guys in the building, Tommy, Bo, Bird, and Blake. Coffee.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Rainy.
Hey.
We saw the text when you said, what was it, Bo, Blake, Tom, Rainy?
Yeah.
Like, oh, wait, does he think his name's actually Rainy? We're just going to go along with it. We're going to call him Rainy the whole time.
I'm all about nicknames, man. I never call you by your first name most of the time. But how you guys doing, man?
We're good, bro.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys coming on, man. You guys, I would say I caught on to you guys around like COVID. It was around like the blend of the Nelk Boys, actually. Like, when I got too much of them, I was like, man, I'm trying to just find someone else who's doing the thing. And you guys like came up on the feed, and I just start diving in, and it was just original, and I loved it. So I'm glad to have you guys here, and let's have a good convo.
I love it. I love that you said that too, because that's exactly, I say this on like every podcast, like we want to be like the Nelk kind of boys of basketball is what I kind of think of sometimes. So it's funny that you're like the ideal person to transition from like Nelk boys content to guys.
That's exactly what I got.
Cool.
And it's just like, you know, just like, you know, I mean, that's the vibe you get with the name too. The guys is just like, you guys just bring the vibe, like being with the bros. And you know, I guess that's a good question to talk about it. Like, you guys are content creators, and that was the time of like COVID and stuff. And just, I feel like COVID just drove everyone to like a time to just figure out something to do, you know, and just not sit in the house and get in the dumps. And you guys took off with that. So what drove you guys to that? And what was the spark really of getting going with the
Blake,
guys?
You wanna take it?
You got it.
Not that I saw your face. No, so I think that's exactly what you said. Like, I think COVID was kind of the spark plug. Like you said, we're all friends, been friends since high school, and we all thought we were pretty like entertaining. Like, we go out on the weekends, be like, we're having more fun than everybody I see around here. Like, we're laughing harder. Like, we're just, everybody's loving and having a good time, really vibing with us. We always kind of played with the idea of like, we should have a TV show. But it's like, how do we even do that? So I think when COVID hit, we just kind of all really had nothing to do. Blake came back in town because he was living out in California at the time. And it was just them two, Tom and Blake, sitting around.
So, Tom, did you go to CBC too?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. And Barry, where'd you go?
I went to CBC.
Oh, okay,
CBC,
you did? Well. All right, cool.
Yeah, so all CBC guys. basically, Tom was just like, Blake, you should start shooting, shooting videos again. And they started with like a trick shot video. It got some traction. And from then, like, it just kind of got me on board, and we just kind of kept doing it every week. They just have like a COVID quarantine chronicles is what we called it. Just like every week during COVID, we try to post a video or shoot something. And we gained like a little niche following and just kind of took off from there. We just really kind of bought in and got bigger and bigger. And now we're at where we are now.
Just finding new stuff to do. And that's a good question. Do you guys all won state title together?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. What was the roster like?
Yeah. So where it was 2014, so I was a senior, Tom was a senior, Bird was a senior, Blake was a junior. We all played on the team. And we had nine, right, Bird? Total seniors or eight?
I think so. If you include the managers, yeah, I think we did have nine.
Yeah.
Total.
So we had like nine guys, seniors on the team. The most well known, probably Patrick McCall wasn't there.
Yeah.
He had transferred. But Jordan Barnett played for Mizzou, and then Texas then transferred to Mizzou. Jordan Barnes played on that team. Christian Willis, so three Division I guys. So we had a very solid group, and I think that was kind of how the roster looked. And yeah, it was just like a team that was very connected. And Justin Tatum's first year of coaching. So Jason Tatum's dad, if you're not familiar.
We got smacked sometimes.
Yeah, I think that, like, bro, we were not going to lie.
What he did well was our schedule was really hard. So we played out of state a lot. And so we got smacked whenever we went out of state. But when we would come back in state, we'd be like, all right, these games are a little bit, I wouldn't say easier, but like.
So yeah. You guys were older at the time. So like, was the program kind of watered down before he came in? Or?
So it was just at a point, like, we had a very talented junior group. Like, we had, like I said, Patrick McCall. We had a guy named Ray Doby who played Division I. and we just kind of disappointed. And I think to that point, that's when like our former coach got let go and we had Justin come in for the first time.
To put it into perspective, our junior year, we had 8 Division I athletes and 5 ended up playing professional ball in some facet. Armand Watts plays pro football currently with the Patriots. Right. Arian Penton played pro football for a while with the Rams. Patrick McCaw, obviously, 3-time NBA champion. Josh Webster had a little stint in the G League. Jordan Barnett, little stint in the G League. And I'm sure there's someone I'm missing. That's 5 right off the bat. But
yeah, I mean, then Jordan, if you count Jordan Barnes and Christian, they were freshmen. But, yeah, I mean, we had a very talented team and kind of, like, disappointed. And then that was, like, the next year was, like, new coach. We lost Patrick McCaw. We lost Rito. We had 2 of our best players. Where are we going to be at now? And then, obviously. The
pressure was definitely off at that point, too.
Yeah.
I feel like nobody really felt that amount of pressure. I mean, similar amount of pressure anymore. And like Blake was saying, I mean, Coach Tatum did a hell of a job making our schedule. I mean, La Lumiere, Sunrise Christian beat us by 40. Jeez. But I mean, we
having
got
a stacked team like that.
Yeah. We got tested early. And he set it up perfectly, and he's just, the best coach, mentor, anything that we could have asked for.
How's all your guys' love for the game different today than it was then? And you guys have been hooping for a while together.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. I mean, we've been playing basketball together since high school pretty much. I mean, we'd always come back from college and like play together whenever like we wanted to run pickup games and stuff. And then like once we started the men's league stuff, it just kind of like, you can kind of see our friendship on the court, right? Like, cause like there's a lot of good teams, but they're not like that entertaining, but you can tell that we're friends off the court as well. So like, it kind of just translates to our game. So I don't know. I feel like our love for the game is almost, well, you can talk more about that. Cause like you like kind of felt lost after.
Yeah.
Basketball.
I think me and Bird probably both. And it's I will say like, this is the kind of the group that we like started playing ball together since like high school and stuff. But it's I'm really, really grateful for the guys. As another part of it is like when I stopped playing college basketball, I think any kind of like college athlete or any like even high school, like whatever, whenever you stop playing, there's a part of you that has like an identity of like being known as like the basketball player or like the football player. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's like what you kind of fall back on. Then when you don't have that and you're just like, I'm in an office, like working 9 to 5 every day behind the desk. Like there's no, not even competition, but it's like I don't even have like a team around. Like there's just so much of like a loss of like identity and like who even am I, that kind of stuff. So it's like it's cool to have to guys not only have that level of like competition, but also just like another group of like a group we can build around and like kind of like I can still work on try to be a better basketball player because I'm in front of like a camera and like it's just a different like level, very different type of competition, but it's still like that. That level of competitiveness that I still have, so it's great.
How do you two feel about it?
For me, it's an outlet, like a time where you're not thinking about what's going on in the current day, what's going on in your life, and it's always been that for me. Like, help me get my mind off what was going on at home, and just time to be out there with your friends. Like, still today, like we go out there, and if we talk shit to each other on the court, even though we're on the same team, and that friendship never leaves. Like, fucking, if someone out there airballs, we let them hear it.
Right.
Unless it's a serious game. If it's a real serious game, the demeanor changes a little bit. But I mean, for me at least, it's certainly an outlet. Like, and just a time. We play men's leagues games on Thursdays, and Wednesdays starts to be like, oh, we got a game tomorrow. Like, and it's so fun. It's so much. So much fun, and we felt that ever since freshman year of high school.
I would, do people ever get mad at you guys? Because, obviously you guys can hoop, but, you're fucking off sometimes, but you're winning. Like, do people, just get in your ass or, take that offense?
Yeah.
I'm not asking that. It's original. You guys do that, and you can still go win, just talking shit.
And it's better for content. It's better for content with people getting in your ass.
I knew you were
scared. He said no Diddy.
Different type of content.
No, but
yeah.
It's better for content, so it's more difficult in St. Louis when people know us and stuff like that, because they know that it's going to be put on YouTube and that they're not going to look, great on camera.
Because that's the talk sometimes. Like, it's the guys ain't even good, but, I mean – you guys can hoop, you guys know basketball and win. So it's not like you guys are just out there like fucking off and just winning games. So
I think that's like what I like about us is like, yeah, we can get in like and troll and be entertained with the best of them, but at the same time we can also hoop at a very high level too. And it's like they've talked about in the Show Me League, they thought we were like 2-11 one time. We end up going to the championship, beating those best teams that were talking all shit to us, calling us a Clayton Rec team. Remember that, Buck? But yeah, I mean, we've heard that before, and then we've ended up winning games against them. So
the Clayton Rec team.
Yeah, that was crazy.
he's probably like sick. Coffee. He's got to be sick about that because yeah, Buck. Just, we've used that
coffee,
clip
you're
on him.
Quiet. Like, I feel like you take offense to stuff like that.
I'm quiet, but like on the court, I definitely like show a different side. I mean, that's like kind of goes back to like the basketball thing. Like, it's kind of like my outlet of like, all right, I'm going to turn up here. And like, that's when I actually talk. So
we got
to
get him mic'd up more, honestly, because it's really, really funny. Yeah, me and Tom catch it. Like, we hear him on the side, but he gets fired up. Yeah. But I can't.
So, you guys got a question for me? Do one at this time. Usually let everyone ask me a question because they don't know me most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Why'd you start a podcast and when?
So I was honestly, I had a little journey myself. So I went out and played JUCO football, Minnesota, nice. Went out there, walked on to a team and I was just kind of bored. Like there was nothing out there to do. And I had this frequency in my life to where like, I had something about my voice where I talked deep, but people were always like, I would talk to them and be like, dang man, like, what do you do? Like, I was like, nothing. It was like, man, whatever you do, like you need to do something with your voice. I was like, mm-hmm. I just kind of like followed that. So I just started, yeah. I love movies. So I just started like a movie review thing and just start doing cool. that on YouTube and stuff. Nice. And then COVID happened. So my roommates, they were like, man, you guys hear about this COVID thing? Like it was about to be Christmas break. And I was like, nah. So, you know, all that happened. And so I just packed the mic and stuff up with me. And then, you know, they canceled school, didn't go back. And I just started like interviewing people. So now I'm here, I'd say like after like 35, 40 episodes. So
nice. Yeah, nice. So
just had to like find the road and stick to it. But yeah. A lot of no's, a lot of like patience. But I love doing it, man.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite movie then? If you're a
movie, my favorite movie ever. Yeah. I'm not going to name it Spider-Verse, which it is, but I don't know if anyone's seen that.
I respect that. That's a great movie. The first movie. Or second one?
The first one.
Okay.
So, and then I'd probably go Top Gun Maverick and then Goodfellas. Wow. That's my top three.
That's a good top three. The new I respect that top too, three.
Yeah, that's fire. Yeah.
All three of those. Great.
So why'd you guys get out to Show Me League?
It was a couple of different things. I think the biggest one was we travel almost every weekend now, and like it's really hard to stay consistent on a Sunday league, and it's just every Sunday, and we were just missing games. Like we miss our Thursday games for a lot now, and like it was just hard to, you know, stay consistent on that level. It's a little bit further away, and we thought the other league that we had on Thursday is just a little bit more consistent for us. Like it's easier to make a Thursday game. We have a team we can get together there and just kind of shoot consistent content. But I miss the Show Me League a lot, honestly. Yeah, and like everyone that watches us does too. It's like
that's what I said. I found a lot of your guys' content coming from there. You know, like the old OG busting your guys' ass. Like that shit's hilarious. You know, and then you guys, damn, like I feel like a lot of the OG moments came from there.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. Like, there's so many guys. Even going back there, the one time when you were reffing and almost cheated us out of the game. I didn't forget. that one was like everyone was commenting like, "Damn, I missed the Show Me League." It's like I did too. Like, you come back there and you feel like this nostalgia of like I just missed like the vibe of here. Even like if it's like one person in the crowd or like, you know, 50, 100, like there's still people talking shit. There's still people like it's just like a vibe you can feel. It's different from any other league. So I think we're trying to find ways to get back into it. Like I just did a 1v1 with a bunch of guys there, and we're trying to do like random kind of games in the Show Me League. It's just gonna be hard to be on the league there, like pay money when we know we're not going to be able to make those games consistently on Sundays.
So I'll ask you guys as a whole, I got my own thoughts on it. Do you guys consider the Show Me League competitive? And be honest.
I mean, 100%.
I feel like some people dog it, like, and I'm like, it's not that.
I understand why people would dislike it, but it cannot be because you don't think it's competitive. Like, it's definitely, like, they got the best.
So that side of it I see. Like when guys are running around out there in T-shirts and, like,
when it's there's
three or four teams that don't take it seriously. So that side I can see why. But when playoffs come,
it's a whole different game.
It's a different beast. You don't have room.
People come
to,
out of the woodwork, so you
don't
know.
I don't like the rent a player deal. That's why I would have a league board. Like, I'm trying to tell Chris, like, you got to do that stuff, man. You got to get like six guys that want to do it and just get the league just like crisp, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's not fair to other teams that play week to week. You know, week to week.
It's not, but I understand why he does it. Because you got to think like the pro-am, right? Like it brings eyes to the league, and it like brings, like you're gonna go come want to watch if like this college plays Division One player,
Akeel
like,
Carr, yeah.
Jason Tatum pulls up. You can't tell Jason Tatum, no, you're sorry, no, you can't play in the Summer League because rules, you know. So it's like, where does that line? Where do we draw the line there? I guess, but it's like I think that we talked about in the pro-am too, because I'm part of those like calls where the people are like, oh, should we allow those players in there and that? It's like, I get why you don't want to, but it's like hard to tell people like that, no,
right,
you can't play.
For sure. So what's on the agenda for the guys this summer?
We had a couple things in the works. Obviously, the biggest one is the TBT. So this will be our third year doing that. So the tournament, basketball tournament for $1 million.
Is that your guys's?
No, that'll be the one on like ESPN platforms.
Oh, okay.
That we've played in. Yeah, so this will be, we played in for 2 years now.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about now.
Yeah, and this will be our third year. So we're trying to make like, I think that's a big focus of ours, like trying to rethink how we're going
to
do that.
How trying we're to go teams, to win now.
You know, now we really want to play to win this one.
I'm so tired of losing those games.
Yeah, I just think we haven't, we figured some out. Obviously, we got there, so we've done some things right. But it's like we haven't, there's a lot we need to get more right with a TBT. So we're doing that. We got that Lifetime National Tournament in Las Vegas that we play in every year that we're excited for. We lost one of our players, but we got a big new guy coming up. So we played there with like 5-6 guys, but it's such a blast. Well, there's another one. Mega Bowl, obviously, so that's the basketball tournament we do every year at the house. But we might have to switch up that. So I don't know. What else? What else we got going on?
That pretty much sums up the big ones, though.
Yeah, that was like big things. We talked about a little bit, we're trying to.
You guys do different things, non basketball too, right?
Yeah. Pro am again. Pro am will be big. There were talks about us trying to get the TBT team together to do the pro am. We'll see if we can get all those guys together and join up to be able to play more together in a competitive setting before just going straight out to. Omaha or Wichita or wherever it's going to be to, compete on that stage. Because like these guys are saying, it's so frustrating to put all this time, effort, money into it and then go out there and lose. A lot of positives come out of it, but it's just, we want to win. We want the city of St. Louis to win too.
For sure.
And everyone's sitting behind, closed doors talking shit on the team about like, this should be this way, this should be that way. And it's just like, like I said, it's just frustrating not being able, to get it done the last 2 years. So I think that's the thing that's on the top of our minds,
But I mean, I think there's also this, we want to find ways to diversify from other basketball content creators and stuff. I think we're definitely like unique and want to show our personality. So that's always like, I guess, top of mind. I don't think like specific plans there, but it's like, how do we show our personalities more with it, maybe through vlogs or different type of stuff to differentiate ourselves from just like the straight up hoops. Yeah.
That kind of stuff. Yeah, I think you guys will figure it out in due time. Like I feel like you guys are just getting your feet wet. So it's
for
just,
sure.
That's part of the creator mind,
Yeah, I mean, I 100% agree. It's like we got to find the right way to package this all together to make it look like the best for like an audience to view it. But I always think at the end of the day, like we know we're entertaining people, so that's never going to go away. It's just how do we show that in the best light to everybody?
All right, this is like, this is one for all you guys. The most scandalous remark you said, like after, busting someone's ass or like getting your
Bird,
ass busted.
Go.
Bird, yeah. You said some funny stuff.
I think I just, when I see somebody that look like a famous person.
Bro, you're so good at that. You say like so low key too. You're so good at that.
Worst one for sure. Yeah, definitely.
One you said, bro.
There's like so many good ones that you've said.
I called somebody, I think it was Rye Wave. We played somebody like
Rye. Yeah, yeah, you did. That was
Two Chains or something.
That was the refs. The refs get the work too. Anyone can get it. Honestly,
I'm glad
you're in
you
the
guys
crowd.
Not got me. That's why I was trying to chill that game, and I kind of just ducked off after the tee. I was like, I don't want none of that. So.
Bro, yeah.
What you got, Tom? You've had some crazy moments.
My favorite's like when someone calls your shot short, you just look at them, short my dick.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That lives rent free in their head the next 3 or 4 plays. What did he just say? Yeah. Short his dick.
Who said the my dick? Someone shot the ball.
Oh yeah, that was me. Like that was me.
Like hard dick. Hard, yeah, hard dick's good too. Yeah, hard dick. Short dick, hard dicks, yeah.
Long dick.
We just be saying shit sometimes, bro.
I feel like I almost start beef like on purpose sometimes. I'm like, all right, like I want to get some clickbait going, and so I do, and then sometimes I have to turn around, but like Yeah, there's been times where I almost got swung on for sure. And I just, like, kind of turn around. Because, like, one, there's cameras on. Two, like, we have a lot of, like, responsibility now.
There was a recent one, yeah, when the guy was like, yeah. I'll drop you right now.
And so, that was crazy.
So when did the responsibility come into factor? Like, after the shots were let off at the men's, like, the men's league? Or, like, you guys were just, like, trying to win more?
It also comes with, like, I mean, it's, like, kind of like a cliche answer, but, like, when, like, little kids are walking up to you, like, asking for pictures and stuff, yeah. It kind of puts in perspective, yeah. Like, damn, like, we actually have a really big impact, and, like, people are watching us, so you kind of, like, have to, like, watch what you do every now and then. But, I mean, what would you – you were about to answer that, too.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like you said, there's been big moments where it's, like, we got to take things – step back and put things into perspective, like when, like, shots are fired in, like, Kansas City or some other times. But it's, like, at the same time, I think we're not the type of people that are looking for fights, like, ever. I think once it gets I can see someone really, like, getting fired up, like,
yeah.
I can calm down and kind of de-escalate the situation, be like, hey, look, at the end of the day, like, we're shooting, like, a video, we're just having fun, like, we're playing basketball, like, I'm not trying to get in a fight, like.
I would also say there's a lot of moments off camera that happen after the games that when we dap up, like, when the cameras, yeah. the cameras cut.
And I do make a point to,
the cameras cut, and there's a lot of people that walk up to us and, like, dap us up, and they're like, hey, like, yeah. I really love what you
and
guys
even
doing.
Be on their end too. It's like, yeah, we know that, like, we're just like, we're getting fired up too, it's competitive, like, that's just how the nature. I mean, if you guys play, like, basketball or football, like, you know, like, the games get, people say things that they don't always mean in the heat of a battle, you know, but then afterwards people will dap up. It's the same thing. It's just like you don't see it on off camera sometimes.
The candles fire. I'm still thinking about the bread. Like, sheesh.
It is
hold
fire.
The coleslaw.
Kansas farm.
Yeah, hold the slog fries. Extra bread. Yeah.
But how would you guys describe the journey the last 3 years?
It's
more
fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
I'd say inspiring, honestly. Like, the people we've been able to meet, like, I feel like we probably wouldn't have met, like, if we didn't have content. So that's, like, the people we're able to meet and, like, kind of, like, I don't know, a lot of people reach out to us, like, behind closed doors and, like, hey, like, when we play together, like, it really meant a lot to me. Like, you guys don't understand, like, how much, like, this helped me during a bad time, blah, blah, blah. So, like, those conversations, like, sometimes I screenshot because, like, I get kind of emotional. Like, I save them for later because, like, that stuff means a lot more to me than, like, the views do, if that makes sense. So, like, the impact we're able to make on other people has been really cool.
Yeah, I mean, I 100% agree with all that. I think that's what makes it the most worth it, is, like, random people coming up, like, wherever you are, just be like, hey, like, I watch your content, like, I'm inspired by it. But I think another thing is really cool is that we build this, like, with just, like, my best friends, like, with just guys that, like, we were literally friends with since high school. Like, we always talked about, you dream about, like, doing something together that you can make money, like, with, your best friends in the world. And it's, like, it's cool we're actually doing that, and we're not, like, all the way there yet, but it's, like, it means something to me for sure. That way I can do this with, like, some of my, you know, friends I've been with since high school. I mean, Blake's literally my brother, so, like, we've lived together, my best friend in the world. So it's, like, it's cool that we can build this together and make it this big thing that's impacting others.
Yeah, go, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, spot on. I think that's first and foremost, having an impact on other people. But also, like, thinking down the road, you know, My kids will never ask me, Dad, what kind of basketball player were you like? Or what were you like when you were younger? Because they're just going to go see it.
Right.
I was Daddy Long Range.
Turn the tape on.
Yeah.
You don't know nothing about Daddy Long Range.
Yeah, I was Daddy Long Range before I was Dad. But
before I was Dad.
No, dead ass. But I think that's just such a generational gap that no one our age has really been able to process yet, is that you know, I have no idea what kind of person my dad was when he was my age.
Right.
And you know, he can tell me all he wants, but that's going to be from his perspective. Yeah. To my kids, I'm going to be fucking Michael Jordan, Tiger. I'm going to be all the best ever. And, but they'll be able to see it, you know, they'll be able to go back and watch it through Instagram, through YouTube, through social media. And I, you know, it's the same for most people our age. And I think it's, you know, a generational gap and, you know, as well, building on that, is like this gives us an excuse to do so many different things that we never would have gotten the chance to do, meet so many different people that we never would have got the chance to meet,
visit a lot of cool places.
Yeah,
we've been to so many cities that we're crossing on the list.
Yeah, like, you gotta save that. I got that.
Yeah, I guess that's
how you feel about it, Bird.
I would say the same. Just being able to just even make an impact on St. Louis, I think was big, especially around COVID. Like you said, it was not a lot going on. So I think just us getting into that space and then, like, just knowing where we started at and just knowing where we are now and, like, where we're going, I think it's just crazy looking back, because like even now, like I'm sitting at work sometime, I go back and watch like one of our first videos or something just to see like the evolution of like where that started at. And it just,
so did you guys originate the Lou runs?
No, that was Tom from Ball Is Life.
Okay,
so yeah, he originated that. Yeah, we it's cool.
I didn't know if that was you guys, because you guys still started a lot of the outside ball too, and the guy from
Devontae.
Yeah,
talking about Frigga. Yeah,
yeah. That's why I saw a lot of that stuff there too.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think that was kind of like our first moment where we kind of like really saw the impact like we could have, or our YouTube channel could even have, is when like he promoted this run out in St. Louis. We got to come out here. It's like we pull up to the Manchester Park and see like just waves of people, like guys standing on the gates, on the light poles.
Yeah,
and like, this is insane.
That was crazy.
And we get to play basketball at that level. I was like, this is really special. And I miss those days when like they had the park runs with that many people in it. But it's. Yeah, it's cool. We got a lot of love for Devontae, too. Shout out to him.
So we got the Swerve and Q&A we're about to dive into. I'm going to do it a little different with you guys. So I got, like, a question for everybody, and then I got the first question, which Coffee is about to tap into. We're about to tap into now.
Yep.
But this is kind of just an open question. But what is, like, I'm sure you guys all got a different answer, but what's been your favorite state that you guys have visited?
You want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
I always say, like, the easy answer is Dallas, Texas, because we always have a blast there. So, like, you said, like, we do a lot of stuff outside of basketball. So we, like, go to a lot of races. And so for Dallas, we're able to go to a race, link up with Not-So-Air Jordan usually because he lives in Dallas. And so we get content, go to races and stuff like that. And then going out in Dallas is actually really fun too. So
wait, horse racing?
No, what? Not horse racing. NASCAR.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so my dad's in a NASCAR. But
gotcha.
Yeah, Dallas is a lot of fun. So, I mean, that's my answer. You can go ahead.
What are you going to say? Because I'll give a shout out to the other state if you're going to say Florida.
Is Austin, no, I mean, would you say Dallas is the best part of Texas?
I haven't been to other parts.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't even be able to answer that. I heard Houston's a lot of fun.
Okay.
So, I mean, were you about to say Austin?
No, I haven't been to none of it. So, I was just kind of like trying to figure out where to go.
You're trying to figure out where to go. I feel that.
Yeah, I was going to say California or Florida, because we've been to L.A. and Sacramento and California, and Florida we've been all over. But, like Florida's got Naples, I mean, Miami's okay, Tampa, Orlando. So it's like those are all good spots. We got a lot of hoopers that are creators are down there. Like,
you guys got some love in Florida.
Yeah, we do. So I got a lot of love for Florida, and I'm a big amusement park guy, so I just love Orlando, like Universal Studios, Disney World. I'm geeking out over there.
Yeah.
So special shout out to them.
Go ahead, Tom.
I love Vegas. Like, ooh, nice. Nevada, I don't think that's like a legit, Nevada's not like a legit answer, but
Tom,
Vegas.
You seem like the parlay guy.
I'm not a huge sports bettor. I'm not a huge gambler, but the ambiance, you know, the hotels, the lights, everything. And it's always such a good turnout. We always play in the Lifetime basketball tournament there. And that kind of opened our eyes year one, 'cause we played against, Terrell Suggs, and he had, you know, had some conversations with him, got to play against, drawing a blank on his name, Steph Curry's teammate.
Kent Bazemore.
Yeah, Kent Bazemore.
Oh, okay.
And hearing those guys say that they've seen the content before, keep up what we're doing. And at the end of the day, we go out there and we're guys who are all 6'3 and under competing with guys like Justin Dentman, Terrell Suggs, and a team full of pros.
Yeah.
And earning respect that way from one of the NFL's best ever is, you know, it's awesome. Along with being in a city that's got the best food in the world, the best hotels in the world, and all that stuff. It's just
Vegas is a fun time.
It's tough to beat.
Yeah.
Off court too, yeah.
Yeah.
Off court. Yeah, the hookers, those are
yo, I knew he was about to
this is crazy. Who are you, bro? What'd you like?
Don't put me into that one.
Yeah.
I would say Florida for sure, but to be honest, I think even just going to these random cities for TBT has been been kind of fire to me, because like I never would have, like Omaha, like I don't know nothing about Omaha.
I never
thought I would ever go there in my life. Even Wichita, like obviously you know about
Wichita,
like,
is nice. I like Wichita.
Yeah,
I loved it. I thought it was nice. I mean it was a lot nicer than I expected to be, and obviously you know about the college out there, and that's pretty much it. But like, I like that type of stuff. Yeah. Going to the random cities. And
what was the name of the place we always went to, like the restaurant there?
Pump House.
Pump House. Shout out to Pump House.
Yeah.
If you guys.
Oh, that was fire.
Pump House, bro. Yeah, we're Pump House legends.
State.
Yeah.
Bo, so you're dibbling, dabbling into the movie, you know, doing the movies and stuff. What's like? What sparked that? And who's someone like you? If you would like to work with, or you grab inspiration from, like watch movies from, like to see him work.
Yeah, I guess what sparked it was I always had a love for it. I liked being in front of the camera. When I was younger, I actually did like plays. I was like extras in movies, random stuff. I just had a lot of, when basketball started, I liked that more. And I was like, I just an insecure, like kind of more awkward kid. I was like, I don't know if I really want to do acting.
So that's something in CBC you did like extra?
I didn't. Once CBC started, that's when I stopped. So I did it up until, in grade school, up until CBC. And then I was like, basketball is like, I make that my thing. It was like a full-time kind of thing. I tried to do plays. I took some classes in there, but like the scheduling just didn't work for basketball. It's like a year round. I could never take time to like rehearse and do all those like things that a play requires. And then it just started around, like, I think with the YouTube thing, I got back in front of a camera. I kind of like this. Then friends convinced me to like just get an agent, and I started taking classes again. Just really, really loved it. Like, I just have so much fun acting right now. And it's like, then I've gotten to bigger and bigger things now. Now I've gotten some actual like bigger roles and like feature films and stuff. So it's cool. I'm like super, super grateful I'm back into acting. It's like, that's what I really, really love to do. Is like, there's been times I left set and just be like, this is awesome. Like, I've never felt this good ever. And then I guess who I want to work with was the next.
Yeah. Who would you like to work with, or who do you like watch movies and try to get some inspiration from?
Yeah. I had one conversation recently about like, who would I think like in the acting space I'd be like closest with, or like would vibe with the most. And I was thinking like a Tom Holland or Timothy Chalamet,
yeah,
are two guys that are like my age. Like, I kind of like see their lifestyles and like how they think about life is a lot similar to me. So I like them a lot and watching them work. Robert Pattinson is another one. Like, he's like super underrated, like how much work he puts into like his craft.
His range,
like,
is crazy.
His range is ridiculous, bro. And it's like, he's like sometimes known for just like Twilight, but you know, he has so much like range and he puts like so much work into it.
He's not the Batman though.
Yeah. That's fine. But I'm saying it's cool that he can do that. And then I guess like people I look up to, like Robert Downey Jr. is like one that I always like loved. Yeah. Sylvester Stallone, I got the opportunity to like do a little scene with him, and like, he's just like incredible. Like, cool to see him from like writer, director, and actor. Like, he's just on a different level. There's so many others you just draw inspiration from, but like, it's just cool to be a part of that now a little bit, you know?
Don't let him brush over that. He was in a movie with Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah. I did. That was the last one I did.
What was that?
It's an action movie.
It's on Prime?
It hasn't come out yet, so I just shot it like 2-3 months ago. So I won't give much away. It's in like post production. You never know with movies like what'll come out, like when, like what platform and stuff, and when. But yeah, it's cool. It's a significant scene. I got like there's one scene with just me and him in it. It's like pivotal moment in the movie. So it's cool. It's really cool to see. Yeah.
Tag me in it so I can plug it on the third eye.
I got you. Yeah.
They'll give it the review. They'll shout it out. Tommy, we'll go to you. I changed the question a little bit. If you could pick one between golf and pickleball the rest of your life, what would you choose?
Was that tough one for him? Wow, that's hard.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to stump him.
You can't figure out the score in pickleball, so.
that's true.
You know, golf's longer. You can play it longer. That's what both said. Be longevity's there. Pickleball, I mean, you can get in and out and play, and you can play it almost, you know, more consistently every day. I would probably say pickleball, honestly.
Wow.
Golf's a great outlet for me. I kind of lost a love for it when I got too competitive with it. Like, it's such a...
You're a club breaker?
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
That's more like
me. It's such a head game. It's such a mental game. And so just recently, I was able to kind of start going out there alone within the last 4 or 5 years and, like, finding a love for it again once I started taking it not so seriously. But I lost the love for it there for a while. But pickleball, I mean, it's so fun to be competitive, so fun to, you know, just be out there with your friends or whoever else. And
me and Bell were talking a little bit before, and I was like, I'm from Farmington, Missouri. It's a little south of St. Louis.
Yeah.
And, but it was like last year, like the older ladies would be like, yeah, we're out playing pickleball. Like, you should come out sometime. I'm like, I don't want to go out there and sweat you ladies, but they'd probably sweat me out there, you know? Yeah. So like... But I think that's something I'm gonna have to try because Jack plays too. So I think
Yeah. And the other thing I'll say about the differences is like they're both super competitive. There's no defense in golf, and there is nothing more sickening than playing golf and watching this guy throw darts at a hole and just score lower than you. You can't play
no,
defense.
No, you're right.
Swear right. If you step in front of a golf ball, it's gonna go through you.
Yeah.
There's no defense.
Yeah.
Pickleball is a different story. You can get them different ways, and you know.
I feel that. Bird, sure. Question for you. You get one Drake album.
Wow.
You get one Drake album to take, and you get four more albums from any other artist to take on the island. What are you taking? I had to cop it like that because you were going to take all Drake.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess.
Definitely was.
Diddy on it.
I'm gonna guess his.
He's already kicking it on there. That's crazy.
He beat me there for sure. Yeah. Damn.
He beat you?
Tom's in time out.
One Drake album. I'm gonna go Take Care.
I knew you were gonna say Take Care.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Take Care. You said four albums from another.
Any other artist? Yeah, sheesh. Any other four, but it can't be Drake. Let's see how you're vibing. I gotta see what else you're listening to.
I'm going Rye Wave album. Damn, that's gonna be tough too.
Blake said I don't even know four albums. I think
I know. I know the recent stuff, so I'm gonna say Rye Wave, Nostalgia. I went to that tour. That was dope.
The whisper of ideas.
I'm gonna throw Future and Metro new album in there.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm bumping that.
I fuck with that heavy.
Metro
Future.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw that in there.
we're at living the answers.
I'm gonna go Gunner.
Which one?
What's the new joint?
I haven't bumped that one.
I think Giffen and Curse, I think.
Yeah, I'm a free thug, so I just didn't bump it out of respect for
Curse. I'm gonna go that one.
Damn.
And then let's see, last one. I'm gonna go Kanye Graduation.
Nice, that's a good pick. That's a good answer. Good answer.
Try to get on Heem's good side.
Yeah.
Coffee, Blake, Rainey.
You didn't even give me the heads up for this question, so it's gonna be.
Which one?
Yeah, different one.
Wait, what's the question? Okay, go ahead.
What you want to do? I'll give you a different question.
No.
I'll give you one. But I feel like you're kind of quiet. What's something that people might not know about you?
Not know about me. I feel like you guys can probably better answer this one, but I would say growing up, I shot a lot of videos. So I don't think people know how much I loved YouTube before we actually did this. So like I'll be walking around with my laptop, like recording, because the camera quality was better on laptops than it was phones at the time, which I figured out pretty quickly. And so I'd literally be walking around I think you know this, and then like Connor Jordan, shout out to him. He knows this. We'd be filming videos, like homemade videos, with me just carrying my laptop like this, filming like this. And so I'd be like pointing at people like, because the camera quality is better.
Yeah.
I don't know. So like growing up, I made a lot of YouTube videos, and then I deleted my channel. Similar to Bo. So Bo, like, I don't know. It's kind of weird how we go back to it. Yeah, Bo stopped acting. And right around the same age, you kind of get like, I wouldn't say insecure, like a little bit insecure about like something that you're passionate about. So like I deleted the YouTube channel that I had with my best friend. Yeah. And now, I can never get those videos back. But like, now I always make a rule, like, I'll never delete a YouTube video again. So, like, the videos that are on there now will always be on there. So
that's what's up.
So that's, like, a thing people don't know.
It's kind of like a learning block for,
correct,
you know, something like this.
Yeah, sure. I learned from it.
Greater side of things. So another whole question as a team. What's something you guys all love about St. Louis, and you guys might have different questions, and what's something that you guys would, like, want to fix about it, or what's something that you guys maybe have planned as the guys to, like, give back?
I love how much people rep St. Louis. So, like, obviously, like, we're competitive, and so, like, we, like, battle each other, like, when we're in St. Louis. But as soon as you step out of St. Louis, because, like, we have all had the opportunity to, like, go into different colleges. So, like, I went to Arizona and then California. Like, when you see someone from St. Louis, like, you, like, I don't know. Like, everyone just, like, rocks with each other outside of St. Louis. So, like, the community, I would say, like, I'll always rep St. Louis. So, like,
and even, like, our athletes or people that are famous, like, everyone from St. Louis is cheering for them. Like, everyone's Jason Tatum fan.
Yeah. Sexy, I mean, Red.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, everyone here is like, you can say people hate, but it's like maybe when they're like, but like when they're out there doing their thing, like I think everyone in St. Louis is super supportive, which I definitely appreciate that.
Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I think it's spot on.
The food's starting five.
The food is so good.
Five, man, it's hard.
You guys got like a gathering, like,
well, Tom five, just like, found a new one. He just got a new one in his roster.
So, spot you love.
So,
go ahead, Tom.
I went to a ramen place on Sunday. It's called Menyarui. Menyarui.
Yeah, that's.
It won number two best places to eat in the United States on Yelp.
I'm almost saying like I never gatekeep stuff. I'm almost saying like edit this out so people don't go because I want to go. Apparently, it's like
it's that good. Yeah. It's that good. I went and I'm like, I don't like ramen. I love Japanese food. I love the cooking, all that stuff. But the ramen there, I mean, it's second to none. It's,
you gotta throw emails on there too. Like if we're talking top five, it has
the
to.
Hill, the Italian food, just the food in the general. Hill. Anybody,
oh the hill,
anybody
that
go to Hill spot. What's the best spot?
Wow, there's so many.
Charlie Gito's.
Charlie Gito's. Everyone says Charlie Gito's. I would say
Tony's
Gentone is great. Yeah. Cunetto's is the one I went to that I thought was like people haven't gone to a lot that I would like a lot.
Barry, what you got?
Oh, no, not on the hill.
Nothing food. On the hill. No, just food. General, food.
Yeah. 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 No, I was gonna say Emo's. That's my go-to for sure. Whenever Saint somebody Paul. Come here,
ain't Emo's.
Yeah, whenever somebody come here, and that's Emo's for me, or like Toasted Rye, like which you could get those pretty much anywhere. Yeah. Here, so that's my.
No, you gotta have the Emo's though. I feel like that's crazy that like Emo's is not everywhere.
It is wild to think about.
It is, yeah.
People's opinions on it also, like, I don't know, waver. Like, they either love Emo's, like, outside of state, or they hate it.
It makes sense. Cheese. We grew up on it. Like, you think about that Chicago-style pizza, like Lou Malnati's or whatever. You know, they didn't make their way to St. Louis. It's just it's just a big old piece of cheese with red sauce on it, you know?
It. Yeah, they would call us, like, cheese crackers.
Dish, that stuff, you know, and it didn't make its way. Yeah. It's hard. Yeah. But Emo's, yeah, it's different. Different to us.
The guys, man. I appreciate you. I appreciate the time. You guys got the cameras, shout outs, announcements, and plug where you guys are at, the YouTube, the Instagrams. Now's the time.
Go ahead, Heem.
Yeah, sure. So you can check us out on YouTube. We're just the Give guys. That corn. That's yeah. DA. Get that thorn out of my face. DAGUIS on YouTube. I think we're on TikTok as well. I think we're the guys STL there on Instagram too. We can't get the guys on Instagram, right? So whoever has the guys, give us, so we're gonna find you. I think that's what we got, like Facebook, Twitter. We got some other stuff.
Pornhub and OnlyFans. OnlyFans. You guys know those links.
Yeah, you guys know. Those.
Drop them in.
You guys know.
Put them in the bio.
And then this last thing, I think we're kind of the embodiment of like just being able to follow your dream, just going for it. So I think if you're just somebody that's thinking about pulling the trigger on whatever, like a YouTube channel, but not even that, like just starting your own business, whatever you want to do, I think the best advice is just you got to get started. Like it's not going to be as good as you want it to be from the very jump, and like you can research it all you want, but the best way to learn is just to just go for it, and your failures are just going to be great lessons when you look back on it. So just do it.
I like that. Yep. I feel like the world today is a spot where like there's a lot of opportunity out there for everybody, but everyone just kind of like just holding back from something.
For sure.
And just sometimes it takes a kick in the ass, or you know, someone just telling you to do it.
Yep. And then, yeah, you just have so much fun. You realize how much fun it actually is to just be outside of your comfort zone, just like trying to figure stuff out.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what's up. I love that. The guys, I appreciate you guys.
This yeah, we appreciate
thanks so much, Swerve.
Hey, I love it. Stay tuned. We're popping STL, and it's about to be booming, baby.
Let's get it.
Sampy, is that going for